welcome once again, friends, to another broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. This is Pastor Paul Tabano of Harvest Church in Clifton Park, New York, and I'm so glad you have decided to share this time with us. I pray today's program will be life-changing as you listen to the uncompromised Word of God. Now let's join a service already in progress. I looked up some of the words in Mark 4. Can you help me out here? Go to Mark 4, and I'm in the Amplified real quick. Here's the first one I looked up in verse number 19. Yeah, let's look at this. Then the cares and anxieties, say anxieties, a feeling of worrying, nervousness, or unease, typically about an imminent event or something with an uncertain outcome. What does Jesus say in Matthew 6? Don't worry or be full of anxiety, because if you do, you'll be robbing from tomorrow to get the problem solved today, and then you won't have enough for the next day. The Bible says what? Cast all. Look at another scripture, the same thing. It says, cares and anxieties of the world and the distractions. Here's the word distraction. A thing that prevents someone from giving full attention to something else. How many of you know today more than ever before, there are distractions that have already gotten pregnant and produced new distractions? A thing that prevents someone from giving full attention to something else. How many of you know things are changing so quickly? Am I right? So quickly, nobody can keep up with it. That's why our spirit man needs to be strong. It can't have distractions of the world interrupt it. Well, here's another word, if you don't mind, that I ran across. It says this, the pleasure and delight and false glamour and deceitfulness. Say deceitfulness. Deceitfulness means this, someone who's two-faced or fraudulent. Well, you got your finger in Mark 4? Go over here to John. Will you do that for me? The Gospel of John. I can tell you somebody who's not trustworthy and is two-faced and fraudulent. Oh, do you know somebody like that? I certainly do. Look at the 44th verse of the 8th chapter of John. Are you ready? Here's Jesus talking to the religious guys. You are of your father, the devil. I remember what the word devil means. Two-part word. To throw something. Over and over and over again. The second part of the word devil is until it penetrates. He's a deceiver, and he'll keep throwing lie after lie after lie until it penetrates. That's his M.O. You are of your father, the devil, and it is your will to practice and lusts and gratify the desires which are characteristic of your father. Listen to the description of the devil. He was a murderer from the beginning, and he's still a murderer. He murders with his words, because if you believe a lie, it eventually become what? The truth. Characteristic of your father, he was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth. If you and I know the truth, can a lie come up and take over the truth? Absolutely, positively not. Can we look at another word? Creeps in. Listen to what the word creep means. Move slowly and carefully in order to avoid being heard or noticed. That's the enemy. He'll creep in with little words and little things here and there, and we don't even know that, guess what? It's happening. The enemy wants to creep in. Well, you don't want to go to church today, and I heard there's a snowflake up north. The enemy wants to creep in. He creeped in the garden. Did God really say that? Somebody in the garden should have stood up and said, yes, he did. Now get out of here. But because they didn't, and they entertained, look where you and I are today. Say, creeps in. Another word that shows up here is the word choke. Are you ready? Have severe difficulty in breathing. The enemy will choke us with his lies and we won't even realize it, and all of a sudden we're embracing things that are opposite and different than what the Word of God says. Amen? 1 Corinthians 13:13, are you ready? And now there remains faith, say faith. That means abiding trust in God and His promises, and the word hope, say hope. What is hope? Here's some definitions, ready? Joyful expectancy. Say joyful expectancy. Joyful expectancy that God's word will come true in every single part of our life. How many of you are expecting something this year? Bible hope expectancy is like the rudder of a ship. What does the rudder do? A rudder steers the boat in whatever direction it chooses to what? Go. Am I right? Here's another one. Expectancy will always manifest itself in some kind of praise. Expectancy is a very happy anticipation. Without expectancy, faith cannot work. Without faith, you can't do what? Can't please God. Remember, the Bible talks in Hebrews about Israel, and it said this, because they did not mix faith with the word. What was the word? God said the promised land belongs to you. And the 12 spies were sent out. How many of them came back with, we can take it? How many said, we can't take it? 10. Millions of people believed the lie. They spent 40 years, say 40 years, wandering around because of a lie. How many people spend their entire lifetime wandering around based on lies? I thank God for godly parents. My wife will do the same thing. My children would say the same thing. I had good examples. There was always a Bible out somewhere, and it wasn't closed. It was always open. My Aunt Marge, same thing. Bible was always open on her bed, and you'd always find a place in front of the bed where the rug was a little bit disturbed from them kneeling there, praying for their kids, praying in the name of Jesus. Praying mamas brought some of us into the kingdom of God. Listen to me now. When you pray, the prayers that are prayed are still out there. Well, they're dead. They're dead, but their words are still out there. So if you had a praying mama, you're in big trouble if you don't yield to God soon. Even though Israel believed the lie and they died off, their shoes didn't wear out. God is not going to forsake us if we make choices contrary to the word, because He loves us with an everlasting love. But what happens, and I've seen so many times in people's lives, is they waste year after year after year, waste their lives, knowing the right choices they should have made, but they didn't. I've been around many bedsides of people. Listen to me. As they're dying, they whisper in my ear, will God still forgive me? I wasted my life. Yes, He will, because He loves you. Because the man on the cross next to Jesus had no record of doing anything right. But Jesus said, today, say today, this day, you'll be with me in paradise, and his sins were washed clean, just like that. I had one guy say to me once, you mean I could just live like hell and God will still ask me into the kingdom? You want to waste your whole lifetime doing the things you want to do, and your body's rotten away from drugs and alcohol just so you could enjoy yourself? Don't take a chance. Don't take a chance. Receive him right now as Lord and Savior. Amen. But who got into the promised land? Just those two and the next generation that was coming up. Why not take God's word? There are giants there. See, God didn't ask us what was there. He said, that's yours. If there are giants there, he'll take them down. When we had to build this warehouse back here, I'll never forget, we went before the board and we presented the whole thing. And they voted us down. We got zero. Zero. So then I began to ask questions. Why can't we build this thing? It was humongous. Then the Holy Spirit said, ask him a simple question. Are you listening to me? How high can we make it? They said, I could build it so many feet high. Listen, we got voted with no zero on our side. They voted us in unanimously. And what the Lord told us to do was to make the building as high as we could within limits, and now we have more than if we built it bigger this way. Say, God's got everything under his control. If you have Jesus on the inside of you, you've got everything that you'll ever need. Today is the day. Today things change. Spirit of expectancy is here right now. The spirit of expectancy is in this place. The spirit of expectancy is just that. It's a spirit, the Holy Ghost. Somebody, you need to make your life right now with God. Some of us are closing the door thinking nobody can see what's going on in my real life. The Holy Spirit is omnipresent. So when we close the door on our life thinking nobody can see what's going on behind the door, the Holy Ghost is there. Don't be tricked by the devil. Don't be deceived by his lies. Say this with me. This is the year of the Holy Spirit. This is the year of the Word of God. This is the year of his presence. I wanted to end right there, and the Holy Ghost said, no, I can't. I have a book called In His Presence. Can I read just a couple of these? In His Presence. Listen, I'm going to read the verse and then what the man said. Are you ready? John 8:36, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. Then on the bottom of that, it says this, in his presence, you'll find the release of your burdens. Can I give you another one? John 16:33. In me, you may have peace. In the world, you have tribulation. But take courage, I have overcome the world. Amen. He didn't ask us to do it. He's already done it. Amen. Listen to what the bottom says. In his presence, overcome your circumstances. We are not children of our circumstances. We are children of faith. How many of you know it's easy to be wrapped up with our circumstances? Some people want to tell me their circumstances, but when you talk about the circumstances, then you exalt the circumstances above the Word of God. The first thing out of our mouth is, this is what the Word says. Jesus never talked about his circumstances in the wilderness experience. He immediately spoke what? The Word. He exalted the Word, which he was over anything else that came. Amen? Amen? Glory to God. Can I give you another one? In his presence, trust God's guidance. Say, trust his guidance. I have things in my life right now, and I'm saying, God, what do I do? What don't I do? How do I handle this? And God is always faithful. Say, faithful to his Word. Can I read you one more? Hebrews 11:6. Without faith, it's impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists, and he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Say, I'm the church, and wherever I go, we're going to have church. How many of you ever been in St. Patrick's Cathedral? Breathtaking. Have you ever been to Harvest Church, the gymnasium? It's not what a building looks like. Is the presence of God there? Is the anointing of God there? Say hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a time in our life we need to be inflexible and unmoving. This is the day. Keith Moore said, people today have no fault religion. They accept Christ into their life and they just go on doing what they used to do. We've got to grab a hold of this precious book, whatever form you have it in. Wrap our arms around it and do not let go of it.
This is Pastor Carolyn Tabano. I hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. If today's program has encouraged you and you would like to become a partner with this ministry, please send all correspondence and financial contributions to Harvest Church, 303 Grooms Road, Clifton Park, New York, 12065. If you'd like to download today's message and view our complete media library, or if you'd like to know more about this ministry, you can find us at soldoutforjesus.com. Until next time, remember that you too can be sold out for Jesus, because Jesus is alive.